More grace to everybody. I pray that you're on the line and go ahead and call your mother, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your family members. And I'm going to make it my business to continue to come on here and to talk to you at least this month. As a matter of fact, this is the last one that I'll be doing. So I need you to go ahead and tell everybody you know to get on this clarion call tonight. I am so stirred. I am on fire. I have a blaze that has just been set in my spirit and set in my heart to trust God and believe him like never before. And I'm not even going to hold you long tonight, as you know that I have to step out because of what's going on here in Walterboro, South Carolina. But I'm not going to miss this for anything. Amen. Thank God I'm not preaching, but I'm here to talk to you and to have a conversation with you about the blessing of God, about prosperity, about you really walking into it, because we've already declared, amen, in our service on last night that October is going to be a great month. That's exactly correct. I said October. Come on. Come on. Say that right now. October is going to be for me a great month. And I need you to put your faith out there and believe God and be in expectation and trust this, because I don't know about you, but I am ready to see the manifestation of everything that God has spoken and declared in my life. You know, the word of God says it like this, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that's the way that the believer is supposed to live. We're supposed to live a life of faith. You know, whether you know it or not, Martin Luther King had an enormous amount of faith and was so convinced at what he saw that he did never have to see it in the natural to know that it was going to happen. He made a statement I'll never forget and said, everybody wants to live long. Longevity has its place, you know, but guess what? He said, but it really doesn't matter to me. And the reason it didn't matter to him is he said, I've already been to the mountaintop. Mine eyes have seen the glory. He had already saw what he was going to see. A country that was not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He was so convinced of it that he had seen it before he saw it. Said, I may not get there with you, but he had already saw it. And guess what? We are living in the manifestation of his dream. But I don't know about you. I don't just want my children to see it. I want to see a manifestation of it in this life, in my life, and in the life to come. And that happens through walking the walk of faith. Now, go ahead right now. You know how we start these calls. We start by sowing a seed of $20. I want you to right now go to $PBCJR. And I want you on Cash App right now to go ahead and sow that $20 seed. And we got this from the word of God. Well, the word of God said in 1 Samuel 9, when they showed up to see the prophet, they said, what shall we bring the prophet? What do you mean? They were looking for donkeys. The Bible called them asses. And they found out that there was a prophet in the land, one that whatever he said surely came to pass. But they understood a biblical principle that I wish people understood everywhere, that you never stand before God's man without an offering. You never stand before a man of God, a prophet of God, especially. You never stand before them without an offering. We even see that in scripture, that when they came to see Jesus, the wise men, they came what? Bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, because they were in the presence of the greatest prophet to ever live on the earth. That is Jesus Christ. And all through the scripture, they understood the biblical principle that when you come before a man of God, You come before a prophet of God. You put a seed in his hand. And the reason that we sow is because we understand that when I release what's in my hand, God will release what's in his hand. But one thing that I've attempted to always explain to you all is God's hand is not his hand like you. God doesn't use a hand to create things. God uses his mouth to create things. Through faith, Hebrews 11:3, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Who framed the world? The word of God. The Bible said in Genesis 1, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Everything that is on earth came from a word. All right. And God formed the world with his hands. But God's hand is his mouth. That's exactly correct. So when I release what's in my hand, natural hand, God will release what's in his hand, which is his mouth. And what better ministry gift to give the seed to than the mouth of God? That's who the prophet is. He is the mouth of God. And I'm going to very soon be teaching in my school of the prophets the difference between a prophet and a seer, because there's a difference. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm going to say that to you. All right. You have prophets, you have seers. But the prophet, that's the mouth of God. And when I need God to speak concerning my situation, I release what's in my hand and God will release what's in his. So I'm challenging every person on this call to go ahead and sow a $20 seed at $PBCJR. Go ahead and release that seed now in faith. Sow it now and get in the habit of giving now. And I'm going to teach you something in a minute. Please get your family on here. Get your friends, those, whoever it is, get them on here, because I feel like someone's faith is about to be stirred. Someone's about to be uplifted. Someone's about to take God at his word and trust him. And so this is the last day. It's the end of a series. As a matter of fact, maybe we can make this into a book, these four clarion calls that we've done over the last couple of weeks, a book or MP, I don't know what all this stuff is, but if we can find a way so that you can have this and you continue to listen to this, because let me tell you something, the just shall live by faith. That's the word of God. That's how you're supposed to live. And you would think that if people understood that the just shall live by faith, that they would see to it that we get as much faith as we could possibly get. And it's amazing because we live by oxygen. We live by air. And have you ever thought about it? That even though we live by air, that I can be in a room with thousands of people who also need air, yet them being in the room doesn't cause me to need more air. It doesn't take away from the air that I'm receiving. Maybe you've thought about that, how powerful God is. All right. So I want you to understand that and really grasp that and get that in your spirit, that no matter who around you uses faith, they can never take up your faith, or you can never not have enough of it. And God has dealt unto every man. Romans 12. Just like he's dealt unto every man oxygen, he's dealt unto every man the measure of faith. Are y'all listening to me? This thing is real. So hopefully you are listening to me and you're really grasping what I'm saying to you. so that you can have great understanding and get a good grasp of what I'm talking on tonight, because I want to minister some things to you and to help you so that we don't end up in the same place, and so that we can see a manifestation of everything that God has spoken in our life. And we're going to start seeing it in the month of October. Now, we've already declared that October is going to be a great month. I want to challenge you right now, October the 1st at 6 a.m. That's a Sunday. I want to go ahead right now, get your phone out, or use the phone you're on, and go ahead and set a timer, an alarm in your phone. And please listen to me. You know, you have to get to a place where you value the word of the Lord in the mouth of the prophet. Okay. Value the word of the Lord in the mouth of the prophet. And I'm giving you an instruction now, and you can't just see it as a man. I need you to see it as God's man giving you an instruction. And I'm telling you right now that Bele Olo Kula Labashele Mandalosia. There is a major suicide about to be on television. I'm talking about someone who we least expected is getting ready to commit suicide. This is all over the news. I'm looking at it right now. So, and this is going to shock the world. But it's not going to be I'm telling you, there is a major suicide coming. Anyway, let's go back to what I was saying. I just saw that in front of me. We got to pray against the spirit of suicide. With that being said, go ahead and set your timer for Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time. That means if you're in Central time, you're going to set yours to be up for 5 a.m. prayer. If you're in California, you know what yours will be, 3 a.m. But let's go ahead and set our timers for 6 a.m. prayer on October the 1st. And listen to me. I don't want you to miss this. We're in a harvest time, and we're getting ready to see harvest manifested in our life. So don't miss this time of intercession and commanding our morning and making a decree. Amen. Because we can decree a thing. We can legislate, and it shall be established. Do not miss the 6 a.m. prayer call this Sunday that is coming up. It's going to be awesome, and we're going to make some declarations, and we're only going to do that morning. We're only doing Sunday morning. So I'm telling you, do not miss it. Tell your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, every person you know. I mean, jam the lines as you always do, but jam it and don't miss it. Do not miss this one. Now, the just the living by faith. And if that's how you're supposed to live, then you need to find out as much about it as you possibly can to see to it that you are walking and living a life of faith. And I want to say something to you that God began to deal with me, because the word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. That's 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. It says fight the good fight of faith. And if there is a fight of faith, that means that there are enemies to your faith. All right. They are blockbusters and things that are in place that have come to hinder your faith so that you never reach the place that God designed for you to walk in. With that being said, one of the greatest hindrances to faith and in the lives of people is ignorance of God's word. Now, that's very important. And I want to take a minute and stay right there and park there for a minute, because my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. There are so many of you right now on this call who have not taken the time to become students of the word of God. And because you're not a student of the word of God, you've not gotten in the word, and you don't know what belongs to you. Whenever you purchase a new car, especially nowadays. If you was to purchase a new car, they have someone to sit with you and to tell you everything that comes with your car. And most times we don't take the time because we be busy or we're rushing or we're doing what we're doing. And as long as the car drives and as long as it get us where we got to go, we're fine because we can figure out certain things. But there are so many benefits and so many things and settings that are in your car that if you don't take the time to read the manual or you don't take the time to listen to someone who knows the manual, you will never reap all of the benefits that come with the car that you just purchased. Not just with the car, but it's with anything in your life. If you don't take the time to read up on it and to find out about it, at least have enough sense to listen to someone else who has taken the time to study it and know all about it so that you can get and reap all of the benefits that you are to reap. And in the life of the believer, some of you got saved and you are glad about heaven, which is wonderful. I don't think that that's a bad thing, but I'm telling you that there are so many other benefits that belong to you and that you can walk into, that you can have in this life. Amen. The Bible declares, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. What does that mean? That's 2 Corinthians 8:9. That prosperity belongs to the believer. Deuteronomy 8:18. Look at what it says. But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth thee power, gives thee ability to get wealth. Psalm 35, let them shout for joy and be magnified who favor my righteous cause. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God wants you to have the best. 3 John 2, beloved, loved of God, I would above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. The lions do suffer lack, but they that seek the Lord shall not want for any good thing. I mean, I could keep going and going, how that he's able to make all grace abound to you, that you having all things might be sufficient to abound unto every good work. Amen. That you're the hit. These are all the promises that belong to you. That's just provision. So here you are thinking that you have to wait to get to heaven to experience these things, not knowing that these are promises that belong to you now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who healeth all thine diseases. What? That's right. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to be healed. I don't have to wait till the by and by to be healed. No. He heals all my diseases. All right. You need to know that he's not going to heal you, but you are healed. Are you listening to me? These are covenant promises. Healing is the children's bread. That is a covenant promise. You are to be healed in this life. Amen. Moses' eyes never grew dim, neither was his force abated. That's a old covenant believer whom Jesus had not yet died for in time. But these people were able to press in the kingdom of God, suffereth violence, and Moses took that thing by force. He wasn't even supposed to have those promises, but they pressed in and got it. That Syrophoenician woman pressed in and got it. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you that the promises of God are yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. The promises of God are yes, and in him, amen. God wants you healed. God wants you delivered. God wants you saved. He wants you whole. And you don't have to wait. God wants you to know what's going on. The Bible declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And so many people think, well, I got to wait till the by and by to understand. But how about this? Verse 10, but he has revealed it. How? By his spirit. There's a realm in him where things that are hidden, he will reveal. These are all the promises that belong to you because you belong to him. But if you don't know that, you will live beneath your privileges. Matthew chapter, 22? No, Matthew 29, is it 20? It's a scripture in Matthew that says, let me see. Yeah, Matthew 22, that's right. Matthew 22, verse 29. He looked at him, and guess what he said to him? He said, Jesus answered and said, ye do err. Why? Not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. So many of you are erring and living beneath your privilege because you don't know the scripture. And one of the greatest hindrances to your faith is ignorance of what belongs to you. There are so many people on this call who are living beneath your privileges because you are not taught properly. It matters how you are taught. It matters what's being taught to you. And it matters that if you're not under good teaching, to get in the word of God and study to show yourself approved unto God. Never forget, I spoke to a man who tried to tell me that healing was not for today. And I told him, and he tried to say Isaiah 53 and 5 wasn't talking about natural healing. It was talking about spiritual healing. And I said, Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Why did he do it? Look at the next verse. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. God said, I healed them in Matthew so that I can fulfill what was written in Isaiah. And Isaiah lets you know that by his stripes, you are healed. That belongs to you. But if you don't know that, and you don't know of everything that belongs to you, you're going to live beneath your privileges. And so the first thing I want to say to some of you on this call is what's hindering your faith is your lack of knowledge. And again, if you don't know the word, get in a Bible-believing church that's teaching the word of God so that you can know what belongs to you now. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's your promise now. Prosperity is yours now. It's not for the future. You are supposed to walk in it now. That's what the word says. And you have to take that according to the scripture. Mark chapter 10, as we get ready to go into where I'm headed. Mark chapter 10, verse 30. Look at what he says. Verse 29, verse 28. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, land, for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold when? Now, in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution in the world to come. I don't have to wait to get to heaven. I don't have to wait for my pie in the sky. I can have my steak on my plate while I wait. But if you don't know this, you're going to find yourself not walking in what God has said. Number two, and I'm done. Number two, another thing that can block your faith is failing to act like the word of God is true. If you believe the word is true, you gotta act like it's true. You must be fully convinced that the word of God is true. I mean, convinced. You can't be vacillating on whether it's true, and you must listen to me now. That's why I try to tell some of you, you need to unplug social media. You are not going to be free. If you want God to deliver you from certain things, you want God to deliver you from gossip, you got to get off of social media. If you like attention, you need to get off of social media. Amen. If you like certain things, shopping, you need to shop the internet. Amen. You full of lust, you got to unplug. You got to unplug. You got to unplug. Because there's an enemy after this generation to take away the authenticity of the word, and they're using information. The Bible declares that knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifies. So there's a whole generation who's questioning the authenticity of the scriptures. Is the Bible real? So many people are testing it, don't believe it, are questioning it. Where did it come from? How do we know it's real? You understand? And one of the greatest weapons of the enemy is to have you to begin to question the authenticity of the word of God. Where you start acting like the word of God ain't true, like it's just a book, like it ain't the word of God, it's a book written about God. No. You have to know and be fully convinced that the word of God is true. And act like it. And when I say act, I'm not talking about faking. I'm not saying if you're in pain, faking like you're not in pain. But I'm saying that my actions, my words, the things I do, the way I think has to be in line with the word of God and my confession. If I'm healed, I can't talk sick. Now, 1 Peter 2:24 declares that with whose stripe ye were healed. I'm not going to be healed. I am healed. And if I am healed, I is healed. And I know you say that's not good English, but it's good Bible because faith is. If I were healed, it already happened. If he has provided for me that ye through his poverty might be rich, if he died already, and the gospel and the cross and everything that comes with it was done at Calvary, and he said it is finished, my provision was taken care of at Calvary. It has already happened. Now, I'm going to use healing because a lot of times we can see it with healing, but I'm going to bring it to finances. If I'm well, I can't stay in the bed on sick leave. because well people are normally at work. If I believe that he has provided for me, and I believe that the word of God is true, and I'm taking him at his word, I cannot operate as if he's not going to come through. Because I believe that he has provided for me. I believe that my needs are met. I believe that no good thing will he withhold from me. I believe that his thoughts toward me are good. So I don't have to be counting every penny, nickel, and dime and living like I can run out if I'm not my source. If I believe that God is my source, then I have to act like what he said concerning me is true. Act like it in my behavior. Act like it in the way I conduct business. Act like it in my conversation, because I know that I have what I say. And if I believe that, you're going to know it by my conversation. But the only way you're going to operate that like that is you got to be convinced that the word of God is true. You're not going to operate with confidence, with an overwhelming confidence. You're not going to walk around and still operate healed, no matter how you're feeling in your body, if you're not convinced that the word of God is true. And that's where I want to park and say, you must be convinced, not because of what somebody told you, not because of what you heard, but you must be convinced that the word of God is true, that his word is forever settled in the heavens. Because until you are convinced that it's not just a book, that it's not just a game, that the word is true, it's going to be very hard for you to operate and act like it is true. Are you listening to me? This is very important, because everything that you need has already been provided. The power, the healing, the deliverance. But what turns it on and off is your faith. Let me tell you something right now. I paid the water bill at my home. That's the only reason I can turn the faucet and water come out. The turning of the faucet doesn't make the water come out. If I don't pay the water bill, I can turn the faucet all day. But no water's going to come out. And the reason the water won't come out is because the bill has not been paid for there to be a supply of water. Christ paid the bill at Calvary. But what accesses the paid bill is your faith. And you have to determine how it flows. Yes, you might be in pain, but what are you going to give your allegiance to? Are you going to believe in the pain, or are you going to believe in God's word? Because one thing you need to understand, and this is something that I really want you to get in your spirit, pain isn't bad. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. The devil is defeated. You are more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You must listen to me. This is a major liberty and freedom that if you catch what I'm about to say, it's going to really bless your life. Please listen. You are healed. You are delivered. You are sober. You are rich. You are... all of that is already done. The devil cannot touch you. He is defeated. Christ spoiled principalities and made a show of him openly. Pain is an evil. Pain is an indicator that something is wrong. If my hand doesn't hurt, I can put my hand on a stove and will end up being a nub, because pain didn't tell me that my hand was burning. I can bend my hand too far. Pain is the indicator of a limit. Stay with me now. Pain isn't bad. But Satan uses pain to get you to believe that you're not here. He's defeated. But what the enemy does is uses the sense realm, which is where he operates. He uses the soulish realm. He's defeated in the spirit, but not in the soul. He's only defeated in the soul by the renewing of the mind. He operates in the second heaven. Stay with me now. Now you are seated where Christ is. But I need you to understand that Satan doesn't cause pain, but he uses pain to torment you and to make you feel like you're not healed. Just like he can't control your thought because you have the mind of Christ. But when that mind is not right, he will use those thoughts to torment you, to bombard you, to make you feel defeated. He will use your account, your thoughts, your situations to torment you. He goes about as a roaring lion. He roars. He doesn't have no bite, but he roars. He roars. He's a Leonardo da Vinci. He paints pictures. He uses your imagination. And the same thing happens with your faith. He uses pain for you to believe you're not healed. But God declared the end from the beginning. I am healed today. And I need you to understand this. It has to be to a place where you are convinced that the word of God is true. Heard a man of God teaching one time on a lump that appeared on his body. And as a kid, he got surgery on it. But this time he had a revelation of faith. So a lump appeared, and the doctor had already told him as a kid that this kind of thing, even after you get surgery, there's a possibility that this is going to come up again. I believe it was Fred Price who I heard tell this story. And he said that later in his life, after he got a hold to faith, guess what happened? The bump showed up. But this time it grew, but he got a hold to faith. And so he said he made a decision that he was going to take a hold to the word of God, and he was going to declare his healing, and he was going to receive his healing, and he was not going to get surgery this time, but he was going to believe the word. And confess it and believe it and claim it. He said, and after he claimed it, the next day, Satan was sitting at the end of his bed saying, how do you feel? How does it look? And his response was, I never said I was healed because of how I felt. I am healed because the word of God declares that I'm healed. You must not yield to the temptation to operate in the sense realm. My needs are met. I want for nothing. I live in plenty. You say that. And then the next morning, you look at your account. And the devil said, I thought you said your needs are met. Well, look like the repo man finna come get your car. My needs are not met based on what I have in my account, because I'm not my source. God is. So you keep thinking that God has to do it through the way you're thinking, and God can cause a class action lawsuit to come up. Hallelujah to God. Where your car get paid off, your home is paid. You don't know what, are you getting what I'm saying? Stop limiting God and take God out of the box. Ekoto shata, shate ma shekele mo, hula ba shandele me asia la bahaya. Are you listening to me today? I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit of God. So the next day, Satan start telling him, I thought you was healed. How do you feel? He said 3 months later, it kept growing. Pain got worse. He said, but he never, and it's the lump growing on his chest, but he said he never for 1 minute stop operating, stop teaching, stop preaching. Because if he's well, he can't take a break. Well, people don't take breaks. Well, people are not on sick leave. Well, people aren't laying in the bed. And I try to tell that to some of you who say you heal, but you cater to your sickness and cater to your pain. I'm not telling you that you're not hurting, but I'm telling you that God's word said you're healed. And if you believe God's word say you're healed, you can't declare you are healed and act like you are sick. You can't declare you are blessed and act poor. He kept confessing it. 6 months later, pain's still there. Growth is getting bigger. The devil is telling him, you might as well, you know, you're going to die of cancer. He never yielded to those thoughts. He never yielded. Never thought about cancer. Never thought about what people are going to think. Never thought about what was going to happen to him. Never thought about dying. Because those are thoughts of people who don't believe they are well. Now, if you're not there, go to the doctor. Because you may not be in a place yet where your faith is at that level. But he was convinced. Long story short, 11 months later, woke up one morning, taking a shower, got to it and recognized it had completely disappeared. Completely. But for 11 months, no one knew he was in pain. No one knew about the growth. No one knew about what he was feeling because he was convinced that the word of God is true and he acted like it. And one of the greatest weapons of the enemy is to keep you from acting like the word of God is true. Somebody say, well, what if he would have died? How can he die if he's well? See, I can't die because I was healed at Calvary. But you have to live by faith. The just don't live by miracles. The just live by faith. And sometimes some of you wonder why things are not happening as quick as your life is because whatever you are facing is bigger than your faith. It hasn't progressed. Or that unbelief is as strong as your faith. And the way you get rid of unbelief is you consider not your own body. You have to unplug. I'm telling you, you all are not desperate enough and you're not going to the extreme measures that you need to go to in order to encounter the deliverance that you need. Unplug. You are too toxic spiritually. You have to unplug. Pastor Benny Hinn said the Lord spoke to him and told him 3 years ago, turn off network programming, Turn Off Network TV. And he said the way his life has changed, the world means nothing to him. Earth means nothing to him. He's ready to die because he is unplugged from the filth of the world. And some of you, that's the route you need to go because you have too much fighting your faith. Now, you are healed. You are rich. You are blessed. And you have to act like it. But you're not going to act like it if you don't believe that the word of God is true. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. Are you listening to me? The word is right. So what if some don't believe? Does that make the faith of God of none effect? God forbid. Let God be true. And every man be a liar. Speak the word. Declare the word. I am blessed. I am healed. Come on, right now. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. And begin to speak it. Did you make your declarations today? Did you declare today that you're the blessed of the Lord? You're the favorite of the Lord. Did you declare today that you want for nothing and speak to your increase and command it to come? Amen. Hold my fear, the anointing. You must act like it. And that's why I'm challenging you, all of you on this line, to be adamant in your giving. As long as you think somebody trying to rob from you, you're going to miss it. The church, the prophet, the man of God is a conduit by which you give to the Lord. I have so much before the Lord, but guess what? It is provided. Every bill I have is taken care of. I'm declaring that by faith. Amen. I am never in the red. I am always in the black. My accounts are overflowing with surplus, with cash. There is no lack in no area of my life. I am blessed. My family is blessed. I own houses and land. I run this nation. I am the voice of God for this nation. I am powerful. I'm influential. I'm on top, and I will never be defeated. And whoever fights me fights God. No weapon that is formed against me prospers. Speak with authority. Make your declarations. I am a business owner. I own several properties. Some of you are too passive. Be aggressive. Meleko shalamandeli osia. Now, you will say it, but then you back up. And when it comes time to show your faith, you don't do it. But you got to show your faith, and the way we show our faith is by giving. That's why at the end of all of these calls that I've taught on prosperity, I've been challenging you to give. And I want to say something to you. Some of you, you only give when something is connected to it. That's not faith. So you always giving. Oh, probably going to send a prayer bottle. Oh, probably going to send a cloth. Uh-uh. Oh, I get a prophecy. The just shall live by faith. If God is my provision, how do I know? I'm going to sow in faith. I need this money, but I'm going to sow it because I want to show God that this is not my source. Come on. We need too much from the Lord. There's a faucet And it's time for you to turn it on so that water can flow freely. And it's turned on by your faith. I'm challenging every person on this call right now. Every one of you. Every one of you. And I feel God's power flowing through me. I'm challenging every one of you. I didn't say 200. I didn't say 400. I said every person on this call. If you don't have it, you're going to get it. I'm challenging every person on this call to go to briancarn.com, briancarn.org, and you're sowing a seed of $41. Because it is over. Your worst days are over. 41 is the number of over. 40 days is tested. 41st day is over. Children of Israel wandered for 40 years. 40 over. 41 is the number of over. And I need you to declare when you sow this seed, my broke days, my sick days, my whatever it is, it's over. You listen to me and please hear me. I'm challenging everybody. Who did I say? Everybody. One more time. Everybody on this call is sowing a seed of $41, not to me, to the ministry. You're going to briancarn.com, briancarn.org, and you're sowing a seed of $41. There are 50 of you who are going to give 141. There are 50 of you who are going to give 141. There may be one of you to give 1,041. But I know that every person on this call is to sow a seed of $41. Every woman, every boy, every girl, every man is to sow a seed of $41. And you are to sow that now, briancarn.com, briancarn.org, and you are declaring that it is over. Because guess what? This is the last call, clarion call, I'll be doing on prosperity for this month. Won't be doing them, and I have no plans to. God told me to do it every Wednesday this month. And I've fulfilled and done what the Lord has challenged me to do. So guess what? God is, you got to get in on this. Please get in on this. I say this to you as Jesus lamented over Israel because of what he wanted to do in their life, but they missed the hour of visitation. God has so much he wants to do or has done for you, but you manifest it by your faith. Glory to God. And I'm challenging every person on this call. I don't care if you got to call somebody and ask them for $41 and tell them to sow it for you. I'm telling you, I'm telling every person on here. I want to pray over these individuals. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it now while I feel the anointing. Father, in Jesus' name, every individual under the sound of my voice that will heed and obey the word of the prophet, I declare in the name of Jesus that they, as they work their faith and come into alignment with the things that I've taught today, that they will begin to see a manifestation October 1st, that as they obey the word of the prophet, they will begin to see a manifestation of the miraculous in their life in a way they've never seen, and they will see a constant flow of increase. In the name of Jesus, I'm telling every person on this call to go to briancarn.com, briancarn.org, and sow a $41 seed now. There are 50 of you who are going to give 141, and there's one of you that's going to give 1,041. But I'm telling you right now, you need to sow this seed in faith tonight. Because it is over. Your worst days, your sad days, your depressed days are over. You're going to meet me. I'll be in Hampton, Virginia, Thursday and Friday. If there's anyone in that area, if you have family in that area, anyone in that vicinity, you need to tell them to meet me in Hampton, Virginia, because we are expecting a great outpour of the Holy Ghost in Hampton, Virginia this week. Saturday, I'll be in Houston, Texas. Sunday, praise God, we'll be in Charlotte. But I am so excited about what God is doing in the life of his people and for where he's getting ready to take us. Kambalaki belende la mositi ala bashande. Brefelende l'ecclesi ala la mansalama kukandele hetaya. Okobo shanda bakasi elemende. Menono moshita la mandele befalande li bibibiasa. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 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 Okay. Everybody's sowing that seed. Everybody's sowing that seed of $41 tonight. Don't say I'll do it in the morning. Do it tonight. Get under the spot where the glory is running. I stopped what I was doing because I didn't want to miss this call with you to declare to you the word of the Lord. Jebabo Shabanda Labakia Labanda Labobibio Sola Makataya. I am healed. Declare that. I am rich. I am blessed. I am anointed. I am favored. I'm powerful. Amen. You have to know it. Korobo shande le mandala kiala la masaya. Zolovo kusheleve ndele be kiki andala ma. And a sign be unto you that this is the word of the Lord. There shall great news come out of London, England in the next couple of days. I'm talking about even something that may even involve the king. But I see great news coming out of London. I think we're to pray for him because I see his health being in question, something concerning his body, his health, something's going on. And this news is going to be all over London to almost like pray for the king because of something going on with his health. There's a great news come out of London. Amen. I really believe that very strongly. We're praying for him. In Jesus' name, we're commanded to pray for those in authority. So I'm challenging every person now to sow your seed in faith, believe God, and watch what God does in your life. You are blessed, you are favored, you are anointed, you can't be stopped. Amen. This is going to be a great season for you. Your sisters, your brothers are going to walk with you. Amen. Any disruption in your family, God's putting it back together. But I'm telling everybody to make sure you sow your seed in faith, believing God. Eba shanda la bakosa. Nindelele babi bianda la la masi. Osha. Ande ele makisa. Indalama. Ncheseka mokusha kandiri osai. Ela la babasha talala banda la momimi osai. Amen. So you'll see now, in faith, $41. Every person on this call, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org, you're sowing that into the ministry and name it and declare that it's over. You are blessed. Hope to see you in Hampton, Virginia. You know any family there, get there. Hope to see you in Hampton, Virginia for a powerful time. Go to the website for all of the details. And then on Saturday, I'm in Houston, and you just need to get prepared because Prophet Karn is about to take over this country, and I'm going to take it by storm, and you are the first to hear about it. You are blessed. More grace. Kido Boshai.